Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and next up we're going to talk with Sonia Kennebec. She's director of the film National Bird. It airs next Monday night on Independent Lens. That's 9 p.m. Central, 8 Mountain on South Dakota Public Broadcasting Television. It's a film that follows the dramatic journey of whistleblowers who are determined to break the silence around one of the most controversial issues of our time, and it's the secret U.S. drone war. So Sonia Kennebec is joining us from New York. Sonia, welcome to In the Moment.
Yes.
All right, there you are. Sorry.
Yes.
nice to have you on the program. Thanks for being here. And much of this film had to be made in somewhat of a secret circumstances. Tell me how you were able to find the three American veterans who are featured in this film. Make that connection.
Yeah, my background is in investigative journalism. So this project, this film really started with a lot of research. I had done films about veterans and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder and trauma, war trauma before. And so what I started with is that I, contacted my, the network and people that I knew who have, veterans and people in the peace activist community. And I went to veteran conferences and just went out and start talking to people. And that's how I slowly, got more and more access to this kind of secret community. And, when I first met, this young woman, Heather, who is one of the main characters in my film, and she worked as an imagery analyst in a drone program. So it was her job to analyze the live video feed coming from a drone and basically make a call, this person is a terrorist or this person is a civilian. And when I first met her, she had just left the drone program in the military, she told me that she had lost three friends who worked with her to suicide. And that's when I knew that, this is a larger, film and a larger story, and it's important to report on it.
When we talk about in the introduction mentioning the secret U.S. drone war, it's not necessarily secret. Are there layers of it that we are not seeing?
Yes. The people who work in the program and the drone program, they most often have top secret clearances, so it's very difficult for them to really talk about and discuss what their work is, and which actually has quite a substantial psychological implications, because when they need help to deal with their experiences, they need to talk to psychologists and psychiatrists who have the same security clearance to really discuss what is bothering them. So that's kind of where the issue comes in with getting more help. And there are not many whistleblowers and veterans who speak about their experiences in the drone program, and especially not when I started my research in 2013. There wasn't a lot of information coming from the people from the inside, and that's what I really, that was my goal, to show the humanity behind the drone program and really speak to the people who are impacted by drones, either in the target countries or also the people who are operating the drones.
So what Heather is really struggling with in this film is a variety of things, one of which is what she's seen. So she sees this imagery, this live feed. She watches the targets and the attacks on the targets. She watches the aftermath. What exactly, as you met her, is she haunted by?
It is a lot of, what you were just describing, the imagery. So what Heather had to do is to, watch people and basically analyze the video, before strike, but then also the aftermath and, count body parts and watch, family members come and do the funerals. And that's something that really stuck with her. And there's actually a lot of kind of new research coming out in the field of trauma studies, where it's it shows that trauma can be induced by visuals, and no one is really comparing the experience between a soldier who is, you know, directly involved in combat or the people in the drone program. I think these are very different experiences, but what we have seen and what psychologists are now more and more realizing is that there is a strong impact on the people operating drones as well. And there are suicides, there are many people struggling, and that's one of the things that we want to show with the film, discuss that there are people who need help.
Hmm. How does that compare in your experience working with or investigating PTSD cases military-wide? Certainly there are some analysts in the program that don't suffer from PTSD. Heather's one that does. How does it compare to ground troops?
That's where, we really need more information. I think it's important to do studies on that. This is a very new type of warfare, and what's also very, different to, deployments in combat zones is that most of the people working in the drone program are actually based in the U.S. So they, they go to work every day. It's usually 12-hour shifts, and they are, part of this very, very secret environment. They are fighting a war and killing people and participating in killing people, but then they are complete safety, and they, after the shift, they go home to their families and their friends, and some of the subjects in the film have talked about the impact that had on them, that it's very schizophrenic in a way. So you are fighting a war, you're killing people, but then you go home and everyone else is talking about the new television shows.
Right, and you could be watching the new television show at night.
Exactly.
Yourself, participating. And, so here's my question about this. As I was watching the Independent Lens, if you're just joining us, the film is called National Bird. It's about the U.S. drone program and the impacts of that on the people who participate in it. If you're making a decision in relative safety and security and comfort, the theory would be you're less distracted, you're more focused, you're not in physical risk. The clarity of your decision is perhaps stronger. That would be one of the arguments for, using a drone to strike a group of insurgents. Is that sort of part of Heather's experience and Lisa's experience, or is that not the experience they were having?
One of the problems is that there is a really big detachment from the war and the war zone, which also can lead to mistakes if there are, the people who are operating the drones are not aware of cultural context, and are really not realizing in some ways that there are people on the other side. And what I'm showing in the film is, it's not a regular talking head documentary. It's actually following the stories of people. And one of the veterans in my film, she goes to Afghanistan to understand what is happening on the ground and basically bridge the gap that technology has created. And so, what she really, I think very visually shows in the film, and we are able to interview the victims and survivors of a drone strike gone wrong, civilians, is that there is this very, very strong detachment. Some people who are operating the drones are trigger happy. There was in this case that we show in the film where they don't seem to really realize and comprehend that there are, humans and people on the other side.
Are they being trained for combat? Because this is a combat mission. Are they being trained in basic training? Is there something not happening before they go into these roles that says, this is what this is. This is war.
Well, this is war, absolutely, and I mean the military training. All of the subjects in my film are talking about is about dehumanization. But I think the level of the detachment is larger with drones, and that's really what this film shows very graphically. The case that I'm showing in the film where civilians were killed, it actually triggered a military investigation.
Right.
And what the military investigator said as part of his report is that he saw he called it a Top Gun mentality among drone crews. And I think that's something that, you know, needs to be analyzed. This is kind of the warfare of the future. And, you know, before this continues to progress, we really have to, I think, analyze the impact on the people. And we need to know statistics. You know, how many people are being killed in how many countries?
We are just going to run out of time. I apologize for that. The film is called National Bird. It's Monday night, Independent Lens, 9 p.m. on SDPB TV.